بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. وروي عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما من شيء إلا له توبة إلا صاحب سوء الخلق، فإنه لا يتوب من ذنب إلا عاد في شر منه. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for everything there is tawbah, there is repentance, except for a man who has bad character. Because whenever he repents from a sin, he goes back into a sin that is worse than that. If a person hasn't learnt how to conduct, then he might ask for forgiveness now, and the next moment he's shouting someone, he's abusing someone, he's going home, and he's abusing his wife, his children. He goes to the workplace, he's abusing his staff members, and he is not making salam, he is not being tolerant, he is not being generous. All these are part of good character. He doesn't have a cheerful face, he's a miserable person, he makes people around him miserable. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person is hurting people and he's breaking the rights of people, he's not controlling his anger and he's just trampling over people and he feels nothing about it. On the roadside, swearing also, in the car, road rage, thinks nothing of it. And so he conducts like this. So he makes tawbah and then he does something worse later on because he doesn't think that this is to do with character, and character is so important. In one hadith it is mentioned that when Allah Ta'ala intends good for a person, manahahu, Allah Ta'ala blesses him and gives him good character. And when Allah Ta'ala intends evil for a person, then Allah Ta'ala gives him bad character. And in one hadith it is mentioned, ashumu sul khuluq, ill fortune, bad luck, is for a person to have bad character. Therefore we find that one is, we need guidance. I must be able to see that I am doing something wrong. If a person doesn't regard his actions to be wrong, then he will never correct himself. So that is why we have to make dua for good character. And in the last hadith of this chapter, there is a dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi wal-nifaqi wa su'il akhlaq. You ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from bad character, and you also ask Allah Ta'ala for guidance towards good character. There are 2-3 du'as that we can make as we complete this chapter, that now going forward we need to correct ourselves, we need to ask Allah Ta'ala for His blessings. So one du'a is this one, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ash-shiqaqi. O Allah, I ask your protection from causing dissent, hatred between people, dividing people, wal-nifaqi, and hypocrisy, outwardly exhibiting something but the opposite lurking in my heart, hypocrisy, wasu'il akhlaq. And O Allah, I ask you protection from bad character. Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. O Allah, as you have blessed me with a beautiful outer appearance, so bless me with good character. Allahumma hdina li ahsanil akhlaq, la yahdi li ahsaniha illa ant. O Allah, guide me towards the best form of character, and no one can guide towards it illa anta, except you. وَصْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا, and turn away from me the worst type of character. لَا يَصْرِفُ عَنْهَا سَيِّئَهَا عَنَّا سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ, and no one can turn us away from it except you. May Allah Ta'ala accept our dua.